Nearly all of us have filled out a job application that asks if you've ever been convicted of a crime. Check the box yes, and you need to explain yourself. Well, that's now a thing of the past for most potential City of Charlotte employees. City Manager Ron Carley has decided to ban the box. Joining us now is the man who got this movement started in Charlotte a couple of years ago. He's Jason Huber, a law professor at the Charlotte School of Law, where he heads the school's Civil Rights Clinic. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what got you started on advocating for this change? What did it all involve?
Well, first, let me be clear that the Charlotte School of Law Civil Rights Clinic was a part of a much broader community coalition that has been advocating for the city to ban the box now for about 4.5 years. What got the Civil Rights Clinic interested in this project was when we launched the Civil Rights Clinic in 2009, the students and I in the school decided to do some research in the community and try to find the best area where we could have significant impact. And in doing that research, we found that there are three major issues that affect the population in Mecklenburg County, and that is homelessness, recidivism, and unemployment. And as we did our research, we obviously realized that there's a cyclical nature to those things, and we decided to work on and propose some reforms.
So city government applicants will still be asked about their criminal record later in the interview process. So I guess what's the point of removing the box from the initial application?
Well, there's a couple points. One is it sends a message to otherwise qualified applicants that if you've made a mistake in your life and you've paid your dues to society, then Charlotte is a place where you can get a fair shake. It's sort of the Charlotte way. The other thing that it does is that for the person screening the application, it allows them to take a more objective assessment of the qualifications of the applicant. The city already had a progressive policy of non-discrimination. In making this decision, the city manager, Mr. Carley, and his staff just nudged their already existing positive policy a little bit further to potentially open up the door for otherwise qualified job applicants.
Well, doesn't that objective assessment, doesn't that go out the window in the second round when they can consider the applicant's criminal history?
No, because at that point, the person has had their foot in the door. And when you're applying for the job, the most important thing is to get your foot in the door. And once that foot is in the door and the person that's making the hiring decision sees the actual person and sees their actual qualifications, then that person is better able to make an objective assessment as to whether or not the criminal conviction is a disqualifier from the job for which the individual is applying. In making that determination, the city will consider various factors like how long ago was the conviction, what was the nature of the conviction, what are the job requirements, what has the person done to rehabilitate themselves. And time again, we see that the single greatest quality that makes people good employees is not necessarily what they've done in the past, but their resilience. And individuals who have rehabilitated themselves from their past mistakes oftentimes demonstrate the type and quality of resilience that employers want in an employee.
Isn't there some sort of assumption there, though, that rehabilitation has happened? I mean, you say that these applicants would be rehabilitated. There's an assumption there, though, isn't there?
Well, there's an assumption in banning the box that the city will make an objective assessment as to whether or not rehabilitation has happened. Certainly, everybody that has a criminal record and that is applying for a job is not automatically rehabilitated just because they've served the final terms of their sentence. But this policy allows an objective assessment of a variety of factors concerning whether or not the individual with the criminal history is an otherwise qualified job applicant.
Is it safe to assume this is something you want to see changed in private businesses too?
It's not only something that we want to see changed in private businesses, it's also something that the Charlotte School of Law Civil Rights Clinic is going to continue to work on in the state of North Carolina. Yes, we're going to lobby private businesses here in Mecklenburg County, but we're also taking ban the box on the road, so to speak, and we're going to go to surrounding municipalities and counties and hopefully throughout the state that continue to have the box on the job application and make our same case to them that society and the community and individuals with criminal histories will greatly benefit by taking this one very modest step that will have very significant implications.
Jason Huber, law professor at the Charlotte School of Law, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.